everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are getting so close to the end. Three more episodes left of Mystic Force. And today we're going to watch the first of those three, The Return. And we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. The Return was the 30th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on October 30th, 2006, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Charlie Haskell. I'm sure they didn't plan it that way, but that's kind of cool that the 30th episode airs on the 30th day of the month. Good.
It's pink. Okay, so Nick is also the son of Udana, the White Ranger, and Liambone, a powerful wizard who is also Korag, the guy that's been trying to trash the city. But he's really a good guy. It's just that nobody knows what happened to him.
So, is this instead of our flip show?
Nick is also the light, the power to stop evil from taking over. But the bad guys are looking for the light so that they can destroy him and then destroy the world.
Exactly.
Silence. Now, Lily's mom is the queen of the vampires, who really did carry me off. So I guess I can stop seeking professional help now.
Good point.
Sorry about that.
And now, the 10 terrors are here, trying to call forth the head honcho himself. You know, the master of all evil. And you know what that means.
Screams.
It means that you guys won't be working your regular hours for a while. Looks like it might just be me and Lee Squared for a bit.
Ah! Oh! Think you've never seen a troll?
Oh no.
Stop by and see ya.
He's in public?
These are for you.
Oh, onions.
Isn't he cute? He's my new boyfriend.
You're seeing Xander's uncle from the old country?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
The energy of the master.
Yes.
I'm surprised they remembered it.
Stopping whichever one of us is chosen. There shall be no mercy for the light.
Oh, I wonder what those words were.
For the master selects one of us to join him. We gather.
There are still 5 terrors? Running out of episodes.
I could keep myself in catnip for years.
Ha 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 ha. Hey.
For days.
She finally gets to be the White Ranger again and she's changing her outfits.
Surely
now?
The ball would tell us something if he was with us.
I'm not giving up looking. If I can't find him from the outside, I will look on the inside.
Surium Nobium.
Okay, that's new.
Yeah. Lights on, nobody home.
Alrighty.
My very own shirt.
Is he gonna start working there?
I'm away with people. I could sell tree moss to a swamp monkey.
Okay. It's 10 o'clock. Store's open. Phineas, open the door, let the first customers in.
Just remember, use your charm and your wit.
Okay. Can I just use half my wit? Well, I don't want to use it all on day one. Turn the sign. Welcome to the Rockporium.
Oh, that's not gonna work.
So, how'd I do?
Evil calls. Let's go.
My name is Matumbo. I am gathering all of your electricity. When I have it all,
electricity? Does Nick have something on his helmet?
Not while we're here.
Oh, it's just the lights bouncing off.
Not so fast.
Can I just point out how good that was? Both Zords stopped at the same spot for that shield. Which was obviously a special effect.
You guys okay?
That's strange. He said he won't hurt anyone.
Yeah, right. He's lying.
Nick's right. He wants to destroy the world but not hurt anyone.
We better split up and find him. Yeah, there's not much time. Let's go.
Okay.
Why do these humans resist the darkness and cherish each breath they take? Can their magic be that strong?
My ball! Oh.
Whoa, what's happening here? I've seen that dude in the car before.
You need to be more careful. Now go.
There he is. Better call him.
No, not just yet.
Okay.
He didn't take the ball. And the kid was able to pet him on the head?
Somewhere. Down there.
It's called a ball. It's meant for play. Give it here. Thanks.
It didn't even say please.
You can do lots of things with it. You can bounce it. You can spin it. You can kick it.
Oh! Say sorry. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Ball. Except you're supposed to catch it before it hits you in the face. You're not like the others, are you?
What do you mean?
You don't want to hurt anyone.
I am Matumbo, energy warrior of the underworld.
You're not very evil. I just saw you save that child from getting hurt. You have a good heart.
What?
Didn't he beat the crap out of Korag last episode?
Ranger.
Hello.
What's that mean?
Trust me. Thank you.
I am Matumbo, conqueror of your world.
CV, he's going to conquer the world. We've got to stop him.
No. If you conquer our world, you'll harm all of us. Me, that child you just saved. You can't conquer us without hurting us. You don't want that, do you?
I must conquer.
All right. Let's get to it. Start with me. I won't stop you.
So be it.
I don't think he's gonna do it. What do we do if he chooses Mutombo?
Yes to victory. Pick anyone but me.
Wait, what?
I will do it.
No, Xander, stay there.
V, do you know what you're doing here?
Stay there.
What's that?
Oh, he is choosing Mutombo. Oh, okay. There we go.
What happened?
Why did you save the humans?
The master has chosen you to be his vessel.
Boy, I hope this is happening within earshot of the Rangers.
I don't.
Where are you?
Oh, you know, this could... Hey, he survived the thing. How? Explain things pretty quickly, Vita. That's called escalating. Good thing Zordon's not around anymore. Oh, she's using it as an escape. Okay, that's all right then.
I can't believe she did that. Nothing V does surprises me anymore.
I could surprise you. I may have all the answers that you seek.
Oh, look, there's a car for this for riders? Really? Now, how did he do that? He's probably right.
For the last time, get out of my way.
Vita, Doc.
Well, that didn't work.
What's happening?
Wait, what happened? Oh.
I will hunt you down, Mutombo, and get you for the master. It's Mutombo. He's betrayed us all.
Gekor, we have seen everything, and I know where he's headed. Huh? He's going to
the Dawn Dimension, to the Sleeping Lake.
Tell us how to get there.
I am not like the others. I crave knowledge, not power. I'll send you there myself after you tell me what I need to know.
How do we know you'll still help us once we give you the information you want?
As a gesture of good faith, I will send one of you to their destination right now. Only one. If given the answer that I seek, I will send the others.
I'll go.
I shall be the one to go.
Okay.
She's my sister. I'll go.
Well, I'm not afraid. I'll go.
Remarkable. But I will send him.
Xander, of course, because he didn't say send me.
Gekko, you must stop him before he gets to the Sleeping Lake. If Mutombo reaches these waters, he will sleep for eternity. And the master will never come. We must do everything we can to prevent that from happening.
It's so beautiful.
Sure hope she explained that to the other Rangers.
The mind at ease.
had to run, traitor! Surrender to the master or be destroyed!
Let's get warrior!
Ouch.
Matumbo!
You took the hit that was meant for me. Why?
Thank you for paying attention, Xander. Very convenient.
I am not letting you go.
Snowstorm!
All right, what is it that you want to know?
She's just flashing light at him. Question.
We are much more powerful than you, yet time after time you have defeated us. Why is that?
We're better than you. How's that for simple?
Careful, the wrong answer will cost you everything.
You want to know why we beat you? Here's why. Yes, you're more powerful. Yeah, you're bigger.
Yes.
What we have that you don't is something that no wizard or witch could ever give you.
No spell can bring it forth.
Art?
You can't buy it or borrow it from someone else.
You can't teach it.
Human spirit?
Everyone is born with it. They just have to step forward and claim it as theirs. It's in the heart.
What is
Oh, heart, I was right.
Courage.
Oh.
It's when you put someone else's well-being before your own.
And why would you do that?
Because you still.
Good reason.
They couldn't have gotten far. Gotcha.
Where's Vita? Wait.
Can't trick me.
That's her?
Time loser. Ugly and gullible.
With you chasing us, our tall cotton-headed friend had enough time to get away to the sleeping lake. Explain that one to your master.
I think the master would already know if he's in his body. Oh. Yeah, it's making him float and sparkle.
Now is the end.
Think again, lizard breath.
Oh, I guess they gave the right answer. Oh, this is new. Where was that earlier?
He's too fast.
You haven't seen anything yet. Here is my full power. Sweet.
Ouch.
What?
Hey, he's back.
Thanks.
I'll take it from here.
Oh. Oh, look, he's got a red phone.
Magical source. Mystic force.
Ooh, red armor.
Heart of fire. Wolf warrior. Defender of truth.
Just wolf warrior.
Udana's good magic saved me.
Aww.
Destroy you!
Not this time!
I don't know if that's lightning. Well, that is lightning. Okay. It did for you. Yeah. He's not gonna make it.
A good place to spend eternity, and the master will not bring forth his destruction. Yes, he will.
Uh-oh.
Goodbye, Matumbo.
I feel like we switched to American footage for that slash thing.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
You should be happy.
I'm just really gonna miss Matumbo.
I'll miss him too.
Oh, it's okay. He's right there. Oh.
The master's returned.
Oh. Wow.
And then, one by one, you will fall, as will your world.
Now this is bad.
Very good. You know, it's nice to see that nothing really gets past Nick, right? So officially, in the show, he calls himself Wolf Warrior. In the credits, he's Red Korag. Okay. I could just call him Liambo. You know? I don't know why you gotta call him Red Korag. That, what do I know? I mean, I guess Daggeron's Solaris Knight, so yeah. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time out. Next time, we are going to be in the first part of our two-part finale, Mystic Fate. So until then, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day or week. And until then, please take care of yourselves.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.